You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 6:45. It seems that Christmas is coming a little early this year, along with plenty to do with the kids, a poetry showcase, and music for all ages. Here's Tanya Pendleton with this week's Things to Do.
Well, most of us are thinking of beaches, vacations, and the kind of drinks that come with umbrellas. Others are feeling the Christmas spirit. Yes, I said Christmas. There are not one but two events this weekend that celebrate the festive holiday. In what might be viewed as an antidote to summer heat, Chestnut Hill is hosting its Christmas in July event on July 24th and 25th on Germantown Avenue. Santa, yep, he's going to be there along with carolers, a hot chocolate station, and the chance to do some Christmas cookie decorating. And at Johnson's Corner Farm in Medford, New Jersey, they are also celebrating Christmas in July. I had no idea this was a thing, but maybe after the past year, we need a repeat of our most festive holiday. I'm okay with that. Their celebration, which includes a classic car exhibition and a barbecue, kicks off at 5 p.m. on Friday. And as we already know, Santa gets around and he's showing up there too. If you were thinking of something more seasonally appropriate, the Please Touch Museum is giving out free ice cream in celebration of National Ice Cream Day. And time tickets at the museum ended this week, so your kids can now play all day long. But that ice cream won't last, so get there early and make your reservations in advance. Those are required. There's even more for kids this week, although I suspect just as many adults will love the next event. Toy Story checks into the Mann Center with the screening of the movie accompanied by the Philadelphia Orchestra playing live to the score. That's on Saturday. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. From symphonic music to popular music, let's head to Delaware, where singer-songwriter Amos Lee is appearing this weekend at the Freeman Arts Pavilion in Selbyville. Pushers are the lions who may as well be butchers. His show is on Saturday night at 7 p.m., and Philly's own Mootloo is the opening act. Singer-songwriters, well, they're certainly poets in their own right, and poetry is being celebrated online via Poetry Inc., Moonstone's annual gathering of talented wordsmiths. This marks the event's 25th anniversary, and many of the 300 poets who participated over the years are expected to read. It's all taking place on Zoom through Saturday night. Each reading starts at 7 p.m., and Sonia Sanchez, our beloved Sonia Sanchez, she's reading on Friday.
Justice, oh come, come, come with yourselves, singing life, singing life, singing eyes, singing hands, alarming the deaf singers that we have come to celebrate life, 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 until we become seeing women and men again. Walking barefoot across our souls, always with a prayer on our tongues.
We'll have that link on our website, whyy.org/things to do. More music? We got you. You can see legendary New York DJ Funkmaster Flex on the 1 and 2s on Saturday, July 24th at 10 p.m. at Noto Philly. Expect him to pay tribute to the fallen DJ Biz Markie, who passed earlier this week. You got what I need, but you say, rest in peace to a hip-hop legend. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and this is Things to Do. If you missed anything you just heard or want to find out more about what's happening in the Delaware Valley this weekend, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you do, have a great weekend.